Scott.
Hey, Scott, is David in?
Nope. The wrong phone number.
Is this Tong's fire extinguisher or no?
Yep, it is.
Is he not the owner for you guys anymore?
David. No, David never owned it. My dad used to own it, and David worked for my dad. David's my brother.
Okay, I had him down as the owner for you guys. Looks like I got some bad info then.
David's my brother. My dad used to own it. My dad passed away, and now I own it.
Oh, nice. You're just the one I wanted to talk to then. What was your name by chance, too?
My name's Scott.
Scott. Perfect, Scott. My name's Patrick, and I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank down in San Diego.
Okay.
I was just following up on a finance offer we actually mailed out a few weeks back about some equipment and capital that we had you guys pre-approved for. Just wanted to see if you had any big plans coming up out there in Cedar City for the rest of the year.
Is that what?
Just see if you had any big plans for the rest of the year where you needed any equipment or capital.
Oh, no. We're pretty financially stable.
Do you guys typically like finance or just pay for everything with cash?
When my dad passed away, he left us pretty financially okay, you know, like.
I see. He set you guys up with the business pretty well and everything.
Yeah, he set us up pretty. I mean, he left us like over, there was almost 900 acres of property that was well worth a lot of money. Plus, he left us almost a lot, well, quite a bank account, you know, to deal with.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Nice situation, well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what people consider a lot of money anymore, but I felt like he left us okay.
Yeah, I feel it. I understand that. That land probably was nice, too. I bet you guys, did you guys cash in on that or kind of, developing it yourself?
Yeah, we've been developing some homes on it and the three or four restaurants he's really left us eat. I have two of them now and my sister has two.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my one brother, he just took the, a lump sum of money and he went on his way. And I just like the fire extinguisher business and that's what I do.
I feel it. Let the brother take the cash and get out, huh?
Yeah. Plus he had some legal issues and he can't do much with the public much anymore. He's had a lot of issues in life.
Oh, so that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's good he got that taken care of then.
It is, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you guys, what do you guys do? Do you, like, manufacture the fire extinguishers, or you guys just sell them?
Just service them and sell them.
I see. Yeah. So, how's business been going this summer for you guys? You staying busy?
Yeah, it's been good.
That's good to hear. How long have you been running the show down there?
So I always ran everything from, like, I don't know if you know Utah.
Yeah, I actually grew up out in Park City, if you know where that is, the under end of the state.
You?
Yeah.
So, Heber, Utah. So
actually, what were you going to say about Heber before I let you know that?
So, I always ran everything from Beaver to Nephi.
Okay.
My dad always ran everything Beaver to St. George.
Uh-huh.
When my dad passed away, I moved into Cedar City, and now I run everything from Nephi, from Nephi to St. George.
Oh, so you guys got a lot of area you covered then, huh?
We really do, yeah. And then I made my brother-in-law quit his job, and he moved into that Richfield area, and he's covering that Beaver to Nephi area.
Okay.
My business, but he's running that, and I'm in Cedar City running that St. George, Cedar City, Beaver area.
Nice, so you guys got just about all of Southern Utah on lock then, huh?
Yeah, we do. It's a good business, you know, because all the school, we have the school districts, we have the
right. Town. Yeah, and I mean, there's always going to be a demand for fire extinguishers, too, no matter, what happens.
And restaurants are always making grease, so we're always cleaning their hood.
Yep, exactly, that too.
The fire marshals are always on their ass to make sure they're updating their ANSEL systems and their sprinkler systems and their...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I was just going to ask that, too. Do you guys work with fire departments and, is it more just like commercial, residential, or, I mean, everybody?
Yeah, and that's it. My dad was the fire chief of Iron County for 34 years, so...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, everybody, it seems like everybody knows this, and we're just, it's just one of those crazy deals, you know.
Right, and I'm sure you got a lot of connections with him being on the fire department with that too.
Yeah, it's just one of those crazy things, and I never realized it, I mean, I just love what I do. I mean, I never thought that I would ever want to retire or not work,
Uh-huh.
I don't ever see myself quit. I love seeing people. Like right now I'm still getting schools ready for the year, even though they started. I just got a little behind, but.
Right. Yeah, I understand. But I mean, that's good to hear too. Good to enjoy your job, right? Makes work a lot easier.
It really does, yeah. But, yeah,
have you
it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you guys? Have you ever looked into financing at all, or just kind of not your guys' situation?
No, it's just not something we'd ever do. I don't think. I mean, like just better we bought some new tools. We bought some new steam cleaners and trailers and stuff. And it was
Uh-huh.
like, oh, I think we spent like about $62,000. It wasn't something. I mean, we'd never consider. I mean, that's just not a whole lot of money, I guess, right now to us because. Like I say, my dad left us almost $13 million in cash,
No, yeah, I feel it. But I mean, yeah, just kind of a good thing to keep in mind. That way you can kind of use our money instead of yours, kind of leverage your accounts and keep your cash for when you do need it, if anything were to happen with the economy or whatever. That way, you're always gonna have your cash. Cash is king, so.
It is, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but I mean, just something to keep in mind. We do have, some of the most, competitive rates and programs in the nation, and can
Okay.
probably can get you something really, economical for you guys.
Okay.
And they are short-term business loans too. So, if you guys, can cash flow the note, they're a pretty smart way to, kind of save your money and use ours.
You guys don't offer like business cards, credit cards, or anything like that, do you?
We don't, but what we do is working capital, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with it at all, but what it is, I mean, really basically unsecured cash that you guys can use for the business. It's kind of similar to a line of credit, but you're going to have as, the amount that you guys, choose, whatever, and that's going to be used. If you want to go on vacation with it, sure, go ahead, as long as we get it back. It's really
Right.
unsecured. You guys can use it as you see, but they're short-term business loans, anywhere from 3 to 36 months, and like I said, you can cash flow the note, kind of a good way to leverage the accounts. What did
Yeah.
you guys what did you guys do in gross sales last year, if you don't mind me asking?
About 430,000.
Oh, nice. Are you guys on pace for about that this year too, or?
We're all gonna go to two.
Just barely below. I'm guessing when you're coming just below that because they say we're minus my dad for an employee, so
Right.
we're right now. I think we're going to come in about 380.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's still not too bad, right?
Not terrible, no. I had to take a little time off. So
Right.
Both my dad passed away and my grandma passed away. So we were
Oh, I'm sorry
really
about that.
together. And it was kind of crazy. And then there's been a lot of feuding over money in the family. And
Right.
it's really
Right,
hard,
right.
I think, to give anybody that money. Just,
Yeah.
make sure you have a trust set up in life.
Oh, yeah. No, I will for sure. But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough situation, and I'm sorry to hear about that. But, it's cool
Yeah.
that you guys got, everything taken care of with your business and everything, too.
Yeah.
Well, hey Scott, maybe I could just leave you with the email. That way, you have me on file if anything comes up,
Yeah,
or if you
I
guys.
was just gonna say, send me an email. So I don't remember ever seeing anything.
Yeah, good. What's a good one for you?
It's Scott.
Uh-huh.
Tong@live.com.
@live.com.
Yep.
So I got Scott Tong TONG @live.com.
Yep. Creepy. What?
Perfect. And then, yeah, the other thing we do is we finance equipment too. So, I mean, if you guys had any, work trucks or, anything big like that you guys were looking to bring on, we can, take care of that for you guys as well.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
And then,
good.
yeah, I'll shoot you an email. I guess I'll check back in like Q4, see what you guys are doing out there in Utah, see if, you got any big plans or anything like that coming up.
Okay. Sounds good, buddy.
All right, Scott. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.